Valentine's Day, over. Cuffing season, almost over. Guess what? You probably need some new lineup, some new players, so that means you're going to need a new scene. Stay tuned for the details. What? Me, myself, and I. What y'all know about that? It's a little throwback.
I wonder if they know this one.
Somebody out there knows this one. If you do know this song, hit us up in the live chat and let us know.
It's not who knows it. It's who knows the sample that they used.
Easy.
Oh, come on.
Easy.
Come on now.
All right. So
it's not the song. It's the sample.
It's the sample. And with that being said, I'm your man, Chaos J, K-A-A-O-S-J. Welcome to the DMC. We have a special guest with us tonight. But first, let's start off with, who are you?
Oh,
it's the queen. It's Dunn 101.
Hey, everyone. It's Constance Dunn. Of course, you can find me always at Twitter, Instagram, at Constance Dunn.
And Silas White.
He's not just Silas White. I have specially picked a very certain person to be here tonight. He is someone who is pretty legendary and who has managed a lot of artists, celebrities, has a brand firm, has done a lot, and also has a lot of great, great, great knowledge to bring to the table on our discussion tonight.
See, again, like I tell you, if you haven't tuned in or you're just tuning in, we stay giving you tips. We stay giving you knowledge and nuggets of wisdom. So make sure you always check us out. You keep it locked in. Let's get the show started. Basically, we're going to talk about, if you want new players, you need a new lineup, you need a new scene. Sometimes doing the same thing over is not going to get you the same, get you the different results. That's also the definition of insanity.
Right.
Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
And habits are really compelling as well. But I have to, before we go any further, Silas, the De La Soul song, and that was De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I, for all the little people out there, this is a song from the 90s that was really popular, and apparently it was based upon an earlier sample, which is...
Parliament.
Really? Okay, awesome.
I'm not even going to front like I knew that. And I don't have my phone, so I couldn't Google it on the side. Like, yeah, I knew. I knew, yeah.
I like De La Soul. I had a little crush on one of the guys in it, the guy with the glasses.
Oh, Paz Newell's?
I don't know. I just thought he was good looking. I didn't bother to get names. I wasn't getting names.
He was chocolate and fine. That's all I knew. I just saw chocolate and fine and hot 16s.
Speaking of, you want to meet cool new people. That is like a kind of compelling kind of wish that people always want. We maybe are not so satisfied with going to clubs and everything, but how can you do that? And that's always a thing. People want to meet someone for a long-term relationship, and you probably hear this a lot. You're a Hollywood guy, and
you're around a Hollywood guy.
Yeah, but you're not. You're like a counter Hollywood guy in Hollywood. Does that make sense?
There you go.
You're like an observer of the Hollywood condition without partaking. Accurate or not?
I partake the
Okay.
He's basically like the wolf, which is a Pulp Fiction reference, but he's basically like the wolf in L.A.
Right. So you probably meet a lot of people that are kind of like, okay, I want a wife. It's time. But then they're still going to the clubs. They're still going to the mansions.
You're not going to find a woman in a club. Sorry.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
No. I also want to venture out to say that not only are you not going to find a woman in the a wife at least, you're not finding a wifey in the club, and you're not going to find that next long-term boo thing in the club.
Now, why? Let's take this apart. I have an idea as a woman.
No, because guys are not going to clubs to meet their wife.
Not at all.
Because if somebody met me in a club and I was doing my thing and it was...
Okay, no. Can you break it down? What is doing your thing?
I would be the first in the pool after the party. I was like always a champagne glass in my hand. But again, I was not a partaker. I was just a person always having fun. First on the dance floor,
dropping it like it's high.
Exactly. Yeah. I just was somebody that wasn't a shenanigan girl. I was a fun girl, if that makes sense. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. The clean fun girl for all you guys out there. She was the PG-13 fun girl.
But so if someone met me and I was having fun in a club, you're just not thinking of me as wife material. Is that it?
You're not. As soon as a guy comes into a club, he's not, if he's with his boys, he's not looking at that girl and going, oh, you know what? Bro, I'm marrying her.
Okay.
That's not the look he's getting.
Okay.
Hookup look?
Yes.
All day. Yeah. All day. Yes. I'm in hunt mode.
Very clear.
I'm like the predator.
Very clear. Very clear. It's not that.
Okay, I must have made a mistake. And it's hard to sometimes, I think, when you want to go to places, the thing about clubs, especially if you're like a person that's like 21 and you want to go out and meet guys and have fun, or you meet girls, you're with a lot of people, and it's sometimes not as comfortable to go to places by yourself. Like, I'm going to go to the coffee shop, or I'm going to go to, like, a museum. People are just not often very comfortable doing that if you don't have, like, a wing woman or a wingman handy. But I always say there's a certain fact of life is that your chances of meeting someone increase 100% the minute you step out your door.
This is true. This is true. Yeah,
I would say so. But you know what? I think the thing is that women have to be approachable.
Interesting.
At all times. It's like if you see a guy and you're at Starbucks or mm-hmm. wherever, if the guy comes up and talks to you, women are like, okay,
yes.
What's he?
Well, we are.
Okay, so, but then mm-hmm. if you meet him in a club, it's somehow different. But again, he's not trying to approach you at the club. He's like, okay, I'm trying to hook up tonight.
Right. And it's always a hookup thing? Is it pretty much always a hookup thing in a club?
I gotta keep it real. For the most part, I would even go as far as to say it's not even necessarily it's gotta be the night, but it's not gonna be too far from the night. So it might not be Friday night, but there is Saturday.
Yes.
And Sunday, yes. If it's a holiday, you know, and I ain't got nothing to do on Monday, and I might let you stay over. But ultimately, yeah, you're not really trying to find something long term in the club. And I think a lot of times, some women, not all, I feel like some women kind of confuse that, and they think, okay, well, maybe I can make something more of this.
Oh, right.
After they do have that initial hookup.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy's like, okay, well, no, like, you're fun, and, you know, maybe we can hook up again, but it's not. He ultimately knows when he walks in that club, everybody has a timeline. Everybody has an expiration date. That's just in my personal opinion.
Now, it's interesting because there's always places, we were talking about this right before we went live, that there's always a chance that you'll meet someone in an interesting, offbeat place. And this is very much of a woman thinking, because we don't really necessarily want guys. We don't go to clubs to meet long-term mates mm-hmm. either. And so we're always thinking, you know, we love these stories. Women love the stories.
What do women go to clubs for?
To dance and have fun. And also dance with cute guys. And just have fun and be alive. I can't speak for all women, but I've always been the same.
You know what? And this is now, nowadays, women are just as bad as men.
Is that true?
Hands down.
Okay. Interesting.
The thing is that guys will never want to believe that. Guys will never want to believe it. Oh, jeez.
Are they really?
Never want to believe it.
Yeah.
Number one, I'll tell a story.
Yeah.
Won't say who the people are.
You're very discreet.
Because it's pretty bad. I was at dinner with a friend.
Yeah.
A girl comes in, and we're eating, so I'm not really paying that much attention.
Yeah.
He has, they sit, he introduces me to her, but I'm, again.
Right.
Sports center. I'm eating
food.
I'm cool. Like, all right.
We're so down.
Yeah, there's tons of them. I've seen them all the time, so doesn't even bother me.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. So, you're in sports. Oh, you
she was fine, so, obviously, is what he's saying. There's tons of fine ones.
There's tons.
It wasn't a sea donkey that sat down next to him.
Here's the kicker. I'm in New York. I fly to Virginia the next day. Same girl was with another guy.
Stop it.
Really?
Cut it out.
On tour. Wait,
you need to cut it. Wow.
It's
hey,
weird
that's kind of like that song.
Fast.
Every other city we go.
See, and she was shocked because she saw me.
She's like,
I didn't actually remember, and I was trying to think.
But she remembered you.
Oh, yeah, she remembered. She was like, oh, shoot, is he going to tell?
Right, because she's with, and wow, oh my God, you're like the guy who's everywhere.
She was apparently the girl who's everywhere.
On tour.
I was working.
Right.
I mean, she was too, though. Yeah.
I was working.
She was putting in overtime, double shifts.
Exactly.
All right. So actually, we host round. Where's the weirdest offbeat place you've met a cool person? Quality person. Didn't mean you married them. Maybe you just became friends with them. Maybe you just dated them a little bit. But just an unexpected place.
Unexpected. Oh, jeez. I don't have one.
I met a really good friend of mine at a polo match. And it was really funny because I was like, that's a nice place to meet people.
Different stuff.
Okay, now hold on, wait. Now, when you say, now let's just backtrack. When you say met someone cool, are we only keeping it in terms of, you know, you met another woman, I met another man, like I met a man, or is it, can it be
opposite sex? Anybody? Flirty, opposite. Cool woman, sexy. This guy and I dated a little, we more became friends, but it was really funny. I was just walking across the field and he was, and we just kind of looked at each other and we would go, hi, at the same time. We ended up being friends. We'd salsa dance together. He's a cool guy. And it was just really fun. It was random because I was at a tent and the polo thing, and I went out of the VIP. I went out and with the people, and I met a cool guy. Just see, by myself.
Yours is much cooler.
But yours is
fun. Like, if I could say, you know, I met someone at a polo match.
Did you meet? Oh, right. It is kind of that's a little. Cool. I just like horses, though. I'm not into so much. I just like watching polo.
And you're in a VIP.
No, I shouldn't have said that. That was cheesy.
She probably had on the hat.
It was a tent. You know what I'm saying? It was a tent.
We all had the big.
I did have the hat.
Later on, she helped put the divots back.
Yeah, stop it.
With her nice heels. Yeah. We already know. We already know.
I haven't experienced that.
But it's a horse thing. It's really a horse thing. I used to go for the horses and not for the Chilean polo players or the Argentinian ones at all.
New levels. Mm-hmm. I'm not even on that level yet. Can I just get a ticket to the horse track down in Los Alamitos?
Yeah. Your horses, I'm dog races.
So.
Ooh, dog races. Sounds fun.
That's old school. That's Denver.
Is it?
I don't even know if they have dog races anymore, do they?
No, well, I know there's a place.
I don't know if they do.
They did in Denver. See, I'm from Denver. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
From LA. Denver had dog races.
That makes sense. We're all from somewhere else.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ohio over here, Columbus.
Cleveland. Cleveland. Are you LeBron in the happiness?
LeBron's cool, and I support LeBron, but I'm not like a diehard Cavs fan. Like I can't even fake the funk.
Do you like talking about the radio thing in Ohio?
Oh, you mean my dad?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I mean, my dad was a career broadcaster. He had his own morning show, Casey Jones and the Morning Crew, in Columbus, Ohio. So it was kind of like the Ryan Seacrest, but back in the 80s, 90s, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, nice. When radio was real radio then.
Right, exactly. On AM. When you still had music on AM. Adult contemporary on AM.
So your dad would have known about Parliament.
All day.
Come on now. Yeah, his dad is probably pissed that he didn't know.
He went to the same school as Steve Harvey, yeah.
Nice. So let's talk strategies. I have a little strategy I just want to put out there. If you want to meet somebody else, you're really, really, really desperate for a new scene and to meet different types of women and different types of men. Here's a little Constance Dunn 4-point plan. First of all, envision your ideal woman or man, the person that you'd really like to meet at this point in your life, and start opening your eyes when you're just on your daily routine. Think about, try to find where those people hang out. Start looking kind of in windows when you are on the street and you look past coffee shops or different restaurants. Look at the types of people in those places and come up with a little list. Start observing people and come up with a list and at least narrow it down to about maybe 5 places, just places that you'd like to check out, and commit to going to 2 of those places in the next week, just for fun, because you never know. Mm. I think that's a good little strategy. What do you think about that, Silas?
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. It's definitely important to change your environment. A lot of people get stuck in the same groove, going to the same places, even if it's like, oh, well, I'll just go by myself, but you're still going to the same places.
Yeah.
You're still going to get the same result. You're still going to see the same people. So by all means, I'm team change the environment, you know, so.
Right. It's if, like a if there's some
right. Not only that, but you can learn a lot by going to a public place and people watching. You know, so go to an outdoor, you know, like a shopping promenade type area and just cop a squat. You know, get your drink and just cop a squat. Not on your phone. Keep the phone down.
I agree.
Matter of fact, put the phone away. But, you know, and just people watch. And like you said, you know, the same thing with the window watching. As you people watch, you might be like, oh, okay. Oh, I see a lot of females coming out of this place. Right. Or, yeah. Oh, I never really, you know, took notice of the chicks coming out of Pilates or, you know, or yoga.
Soul Cycle.
Right.
You know?
And there's also, you can find ladies in unexpected places. I know in LA, which is obviously we have people from everywhere, but I kind of like to do, like, marksmanship. So that involves going to a shooting range. I'll just say it. It's a hobby of mine. And I could not believe the lineup of ladies that are in LAX fire.
Now, me personally.
I couldn't believe it. Smart, like good looking type.
Yeah,
of
but me personally,
women.
I don't know if I want to pick up a woman at a gun range. Because if you can handle a heater better than me, then all I need to do is cross that line and it might be a wrap. And you might end up on Snapped. And I don't,
Yeah, and for the ladies, you see a lot of military law enforcement types in there. Not bad in terms of how they're looking. So,
it definitely makes it easier.
Yeah,
because then you know someone has the same interest that you have.
Oh, right.
So
good point.
That makes it easier for the icebreaker. Like I said, you have to be open.
Or not only that, but even if you go somewhere that you haven't been before, a poetry slam or open mic night at a comedy club. Yeah. You know, that can also be an icebreaker as well.
Yeah.
If you see someone that you're interested in, like, yeah, you know, like, oh, you come here often? Like, oh, it's my first time. This is actually kind of cool. Or what's up with that dude up there?
Yes.
He's really whack. I could probably tell better jokes. And the next thing you know, you got her laughing. And boom, ice is broken.
Yeah.
You might get that number.
Yeah. And by the way, Jimmy V is not here tonight. If you're looking at us going, what happened to Jimmy V?
Shout out to Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm holding his seat down for him.
He's deep in the field investigative reporting on a cruise somewhere in another land.
He's doing research.
Yeah, he's doing research.
For you.
For us.
For you.
Yes. And by the way, we did want to do a shout out to Ariadne in the chat. And as well, also A-Dog, he's saying that if you're going to be window shopping, you better make sure your own environment is on point. Hit the gym, get a new cut on the dome.
Oh, most definitely. Definitely. Do not wear your gym shoes to a new spot in the evening and you're trying to, you know, pick up something.
So, I know you're a person that does a lot of promotion and you kind of come up with identities for performers and you have a whole brand consulting firm. So what would you recommend to someone who really does want to kind of fundamentally change their social group?
I think if you want to change your social group, it's almost like you have to start with yourself first.
Yeah.
You know, so many times we're looking outside instead of starting inside first. It's, and you know, people can say, oh, wow, you know what? He has on a suit every day. But in my heart and in my spirit, I have on a suit. See what I'm saying? Because I learned and my grandfather said, oh, you know, and I didn't understand that when I was young. My grandfather just said, you know what? You're going to start dressing better. You shoes, everything. And I didn't understand that. And he says, you know what? When you dress a certain way, people look at you a certain way.
It's true.
And so not only that, but then you feel a certain way.
You all, and that's
it's my swag starts, is crazy when I'm buttoned up.
So it starts with how you feel about yourself first, because then you will attract certain people. There's certain people that just not going to roll with me just because I don't have that energy,
right?
You know,
right.
I think it kind of starts with yourself first, and then the other stuff will come. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think it's fundamental, and it's a theme that we cannot talk about enough on DMC on this show, because sometimes you might go out there thinking, I want this certain type of a man, or I want this certain type of woman, but there could be some fundamental discrepancies in your heart about maybe you feel you don't deserve this type of a person.
Yeah, that's definitely. And like I said, and especially for, I just think it's hard for guys. Like, it's hard to, okay, I see this girl. I want to approach her. Like, if you don't have that thing to say,
right, you know.
You just got to be yourself.
How big is fear of rejection? How much does that loom in a man's mind, do you think?
I think it ranges in varying degrees, because for me, there's some guys that I feel like they attack things with the whale approach. Like, they just open their mouth and whatever they can catch, they're good with it. And then there's other people that, you know, they actually take the time to think about it and, okay, I want to do this. I want to approach this person. What am I going to say? And they actually try and put some thought. That doesn't mean they're not going to fumble when they get up there. They might still, you know, they might fumble their whole tactic. yeah. once they get in front of her, but at least they thought it out. As opposed to just, yeah, I'm just going to try the same whale approach on everybody, and somebody's got to fall for it.
Like
and it usually doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless it's like, you know, 1:30 last call.
So are there... Okay, we have A-Dog up here again. He's just saying, as always, you guys look tonight. Silas is looking especially nice tonight.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, cleaner in the Board of Health.
Yeah, great point. He says, do you dress like a man or a boy? How do you see yourself? So he's bringing up this idea. And how do you see yourself? That's a really good point, because we've talked about clothes before, especially in L.A., where I often see this differential where the woman is dressed up in heels and a dress. You know what I mean? And then the guys like come in after it. I'm like, is that her like little Scottish cousin following her into the restaurant?
Situation. I mean, and I think that's, you have to dress appropriately.
Yeah.
You know, I am jeans and tennis shoes too, but it has to be the appropriate moment.
Were you on the golf course today?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay, we follow each other on Instagram.
yeah.
You're always doing interesting things.
I played
things.
Awful, but yeah.
Okay. Hey, but you have fun.
And my clubs look awesome. I look like I can play.
Hey.
And I can hit the ball. It looks good.
Hey, that's all that you need.
Doesn't stay in the center of the fairway and drifts off. But yeah, we had a good time.
So if you don't mind me asking, I would just like to say, have there been some strategies or approaches that have worked for you in the past when you've really wanted to meet like a new type of person in your life or a quality lady? And you're like, because I know with your work, you're in clubs a lot. You're in very high profile places. You seem a very down-to-earth
you
person
know what?
That wouldn't.
It's hard because of the situation that everyone thinks, okay, he's going to be a certain way.
Right.
So it's hard.
I would
so for
be very
me,
scared.
I am literally, I just like I'm just me.
Right.
Better or worse, I'm just me. And I never had like little cool lines to say. I was probably saying the corniest lines and just like, if it worked, it worked. If it didn't, it didn't. Like, but I was always, that's why I tell people, if you put on a front, sooner or later,
right.
you gotta fess up. Like right. They're gonna be like, oh, okay, he's whack. That's not happening. So only thing I can say is just be true to yourself, whatever that is.
Yeah,
find out what
king
that
of corny
is
lines over here. But the corny lines usually work.
But that's what I'm saying. But if that is
for me,
if that is a part of who you are, and you're not saying, oh, well, I'm gonna try to be this way because my boy is like, no, because it's not gonna work. Or if it works for a second. And then she really gets to know you, and she's like, okay, he's kind of corny, or he's always saying these corny lines, and that's not funny to me now.
You know, it's funny because I was very frustrated for many years because I'm obviously married and stuff, live a very different life. When I first landed in L.A., I used to have a lot of friends, like model actress. That was like my world. So I was in the Hollywood scene kind of heavy. Like, I think I lived at the Playboy Mansion at one. I didn't live there. No, I used to go to parties there a lot and whatnot. My point is I was always really dressed. I would be the type of girl that the guys that would be interested in my friends, they're not interested in a girl like me. Does that make sense? Like, once you talk to me for a few minutes, I'm very incongruous with my girlfriends, in a sense.
First
so
off,
those
you
guys...
just used incongruous. Okay, let's go ahead and stop right there. You just used incongruous. So when a guy walks up to a group of lovely ladies, including yourself, and then, you know, he's like, okay, you know what? I actually want to talk to her. And y'all start talking, and you say incongruous. She's like... All right, yeah, I'm gonna go over here and grab a drink. I'll see you around.
Let me Google what that means.
Like, she over here,
let me know
she over here using
it.
Words I can't even spell.
Let me know how to spell it before
yeah,
I can Google it.
So it was like, it would, you know, I might meet a cute guy, but it was like their party modes. And not that I'd be talking about physics, you know what I mean, at a party. It'd be fun, but it's kind of like what you're saying, be true to who you are. As much as I loved parties and having fun, I ultimately met a very normal, nice guy through an old school friend of mine from like high school. Do you know what I mean? Who was a very, very, very normal, down to earth, and like not Hollywood guy in the least. Because that really wasn't me in my heart. You know what I mean? Even though I might have moved in that world. So
that's true.
And it's true. So it was not a good strategy because I wasn't going to meet the type of guy that I was ultimately going to settle down with in a kind of flashy Hollywood circles.
But can you ever really plan it?
No, I don't. I don't know. Do you believe in destiny? Do you believe in destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do too. It's
I
crazy.
Agree, but again, destiny is one of those things that's not planned. It's right place, right time, but not not because you said, I'm going to be here at 7:59 in the lobby of this hotel and blah, blah, blah. It's not going to happen like that.
Well, you're right. And we're going to actually get some tips to actually believing in destiny. I think that's great. But you still have always got to try and put yourself out there. And speaking of, Silas, you had made such a good point. You talked about always being true to who you are, because ultimately, even if you're trying to be somebody else, it's not going to be a good strategy. And speaking of, we have a really fun clip from this old school movie, Night at the Roxbury, that kind of illustrates this in its own way.
Dance?
Yes.
All right, take it easy.
Deej, you said yes.
What?
Hotties want to shake it. Come on.
As you see, we get a little idea that these are guys that are really, even though they're at the Roxbury, which is this old happening club in Hollywood, these are guys that are very comfortable just being themselves.
Yeah, all day. To the point where they are so comfortable that they, at one point they're like, yeah, you know what? I don't even want to dance with you. I'm going to dance with my homeboy.
Oh,
and I've seen that, though.
That it freaks me out.
Oh, it's, guys dance we're, together? We're, how interesting.
Well, it's not even necessarily...
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay, well, no, go ahead.
That's cool. Guys dancing together?
I don't know, because me personally, I feel like that's the worst thing to do ever in the club. When I see dudes standing in a circle and they rapping a song to each other, kind of, and I'm like, what are you doing?
What is that?
You know what's funny? I saw two straight guys enjoying a bottle of bubbly together very closely, and they were straight. It was interesting.
No.
Yeah.
That's too many videos.
Right.
I didn't I understand it if you're at clubs with a group of dancers.
Yeah.
You know, because dancers will, you know, they'll get in a circle.
And then have dance-offs and all that kind of random
guys,
stuff.
Guys, with drinks in their hands.
Just random dudes rapping the song to each other.
Yeah.
Really?
That's not cool.
Wow.
So, if you're watching,
stop.
Don't do that. Because guess what you're doing? You are scaring women away.
Yeah.
All your prospects, any woman that was like, ooh, girl, he kind of fine. I'm going to have to make my way close to him. You just killed it, bro. That whole, like, why is he singing to his homeboy like
See,
that?
See, I don't feel bad now. You noticed that.
All the time. I don't get it.
What is this?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
A song comes on, and I'm like, okay, I want to make my way to the dance floor to find a woman to dance with. I'm not trying to just sing that song with my homeboy.
Now here's
Bob,
a question.
Come here.
Here's a question for a woman, because I know you've had this. You start dancing with a woman, and she's dancing like you're
really?
Down there having sex.
Really? Do you?
No, he's just saying just in general.
She's the instigator. That's weird. I think it's just a standard.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
Oh, no, yeah, that happens.
That's all day.
So I think it's a social learning thing. I think that's a thing that's now, they're supposed to do it to seem sexy or to have that perception of being sexy, because there's a lot of the lost art, and this is something I talk about all day. I even did a book about it called Practical Glamour, about there's... not a strong sense of a certain how to exude sensuality as a woman, the kind of quality sensuality. So it's going straight for like the hardcore sex stuff. I think it's just a interpretation. It's bad instruction along the way. It's bad social learning, I would put forth. Okay.
It's called BET Uncut.
Yeah, because there's so much more you can do with your eyes as a woman. You stay back here, but you're right in there with a guy. Oh, and he's dying.
You can even dance with someone and have fun with it and still be sensual and have a good time without being, you know, making it look like you trying to low-key break him off a piece on the dance floor.
Oh, and it makes you look bad as a girl, too.
It does.
The whole club sees, you know?
That's all.
But then at the same time, when you do things like that, then you need to be ready for the actions that are going to come. You need to be ready for what's going to happen, you know, from him, because now you've given him a clear message when that wasn't your intention. You was just trying to show off, you know, you was just trying to show off, show out. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to show you. Like, yeah, I got that Uber on speed dial. Like, let's go.
Yeah. They're like, what? I didn't think. Speaking of, it's, as you guys know, who watch this show, that I'm a big proponent of ladies going out and learning to be comfortable, whether you're with a guy or not, just always being comfortable in the world by yourself, whether you're single or not. And if you are someone, I was always someone that loves to go to restaurants by myself often. Just a couple tips that have worked for me over the years is if you are going to a place and you're going to dine in the lounge, do not sit at the bar. It is going to attract every pest in the world. People that can just kind of, it's open season, and sit there and talk in your face about their life and their divorce over five scotches. So always just grab a little table as a lady, just sit there. And sometimes if you are not so comfortable dining by yourself as a lady, you could always bring some reading material, great little sharp book or a magazine. It's always nice. Get off the phone and enjoy yourself. Have a wonderful dinner by yourself and get comfortable with being outside. And of course, be very careful with drinking. I have this great art about how to have fun without getting wasted. And you can always do things. You can be surprised about how much fun you can have when you just don't drink alcohol, like certain nights. And sometimes people will hassle you, like, you should be drinking, because they want that kind of group acceptance. They feel weird. They're drinking. They want you to be drinking, too. Little tips. You can just kind of find out the type of glass that people are drinking alcohol in. Get a glass that looks just like it and have club soda or soda or Coca-Cola, boom, whatever does it for you. As
and
a lady,
this, my friends, is why we call her Done 101.
And you can have a great time. See, I'm a fun guy. I like to have fun. And it was funny because recently I did this for fun. Just like, I went to this party and it was in Hollywood. And the whole night I just drank Coca-Cola because that's like a treat for me. Right. I don't drink soda a lot. And I had so much fun. And I was just like, a lot of times in the past I'd think, oh, I'm having fun because I was drinking. I was just having fun because I was dancing and with people. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the alcohol. It was actually just the environment. So
yeah. But again, you said something that was very interesting. To get a glass and put Coke, why should you have to go through that?
Because you get five, you'll have 50 conversations with people, say, why aren't you drinking? And then you're like,
but then again, those are the people that you don't want to be around anyway.
That's true. So people shouldn't hassle you if you're not drinking, but yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, so if this is a problem for you, then if it's a problem for you now, it's going to be a problem for you later.
That's true.
That's just me. I'm like, okay, it's like, I'm almost like, okay, now you have to, and I feel bad for women too, because you have to put on a mask that you really don't want to do all day, every day. No, that's interesting to me. Yeah, I would just be like, no, this is what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
This is who I am, because I don't drink, and I'm around it all the time. And I'm not pressured. They can say whatever. I'm like,
oh,
never.
Really? So when people are, there's a round of shots at the table, they never go, oh, why aren't you doing it with us? No?
Like, they shots do, but I just say I don't drink. And
that's the kibosh, yeah?
That's it.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's it. Usually it doesn't end there with the
woman.
You're
always going to be, oh, come on, man. Like, no.
Yeah.
There's just no. I've been drunk 3 times in my life.
Oh, gosh, that's really good. I've been drunk thousands of times in my life. No.
And I didn't like, you know, my thing is I didn't ran like out the of things. Feeling. I'm like, oh, okay.
For me, it's a control thing. Like, I mean, every now and again, I like to go out and, you know, and get, you know, get a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
But for me, it's always a control thing. And I don't like not being in control. So I would rather just go ahead and just post up. I'll drink some soda and I'll watch you guys.
Yeah.
Because that way, when I'm ready to leave, I can leave. I'm ready to do something or I want to say something, I can do it without having to worry about fumbling. Because I've had many a time where I have just shot my game in the foot because I just lost all motor functions because I was intoxicated.
Oh, because you got sick. I did too.
I didn't get sick. Oh. I just, you know, like I did edibles in Amsterdam and nobody warned me that, you know, the guy that likes sweet stuff don't eat the whole chocolate edible muffin because you will feel it at the very wrong, at the most inopportune time. And that's pretty much, I just was, this was me in the club drooling.
Amsterdam's just a whole different experience.
It is.
It's funny because A-Dog was mentioning that he likes it when a woman has something to reveal. Don't lay it all out there. Not sexy. Of course, Adrienne seconds that. She says she agrees and she is a woman. But yeah, we had to talk about how you can have certain random run into a hottie habits.
Yeah, plastic. Wait, I'm sorry. You have practice fantastic. I love that. Practice fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic random run into a hottie habits. And I love this section because this is the basic rule. Ladies, look reasonably pulled together every time you leave the house. And I have to tell myself that too, by the way. And it's, again, it's transformative. It's kind of like what Silas is talking about. It's like how it's not just doing this for other people. It's the way you feel about yourself. Mm. So I have, you know, obviously you guys know I talk about this. I was single for many, many years. I really wanted to meet somebody at one point. And so every time I would not leave the house without looking reasonably pulled together. It doesn't mean a whole face of the makeup and everything. Even if I'm just going for a coffee run, it's like hair back, sunglasses, some lip gloss happening, cute little tracksuit situation. You know?
Took a shower that morning. Yeah. You combed your hair.
That's important.
If you don't do that, you're going to meet the hottest guy in the coffee line. You're going to be like, have you ever had a puppy dog that when you wash the dog and all his puffy fur goes down and suddenly he becomes this, he goes from a big dog to a little dog. Have you ever had that experience? And he's sulking around. He's a little dog all of a sudden and he's he doesn't walk around with the kind of strut that he had as a big puppy.
Right, because he's all, you know, wilted.
That's how I feel when I look like
him. And I want to go ahead.
That's when the hot guy's going to be there and I'm not going
to. Right, and I want to add to that, like, same for fellas. I used to get crap all the time because no matter where I go, what I'm doing, where I'm going, I always iron my clothes. I may pull on jeans and a t-shirt, but they're going to be pressed. They're not going to look like I just pulled them out the corner of my room and just do it. It's good. Cool. So I feel like the same thing can, you know, applies to men. You know, put yourself somewhat together when you leave the house. Brush your hair.
Yes.
Bathe.
Yes, women notice that.
Women will pick up.
Yes, they will.
On that BO, like, oh, like, okay, you must have went to the gym and then just put some clothes on. You know, just pull yourself together. Always. Practice fantastic, like you said, because at the same time, you might be in that checkout line and see, like, man. But then you look like, oh, yeah, this no way she's going to even give me the time of day. So let me just go ahead and shut it back down.
Yes, Silas, I know you have probably fantastically excellent random run into a hottie habits.
It's the same. Always, even if it's a jeans and t-shirt, it's gotta be a certain way. Like, see, just don't leave the house. Like,
you also have a really nice smile. I think that's a good thing to notice. That's one of the first things I noticed about you.
Body language.
Yeah.
Body language. And you said it earlier when a man goes to approach a woman and she's kind of like this and she's locked up. For all the cues that a man will miss, we don't miss when the woman, when you clinch up.
They know.
We get it. Okay. We're like, oh. Okay, she has zero time for me.
Because we're always trying to assess.
It's a couple years old, where, you know, the resting bitch face. And that's the whole thing, and it's supposed to be funny, like, oh yeah, girl, that's just my resting bitch face. Okay, well, guess what your resting bitch face is keeping all those dudes away from you. So I need you to fix that. Now, that's not to say that you have to walk around with a shit-eating grin on your face, but, you know, just be approachable.
Yes.
Just, you don't have to look like, you know, hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing? Not at all, but just don't look like you're mad, like you hate the world.
Yeah.
You know, and granted, I've seen so many different articles where they say, you know, men stop telling us to smile, and men stop saying this. And I know that it is a tired, old, cliche, ice-breaking line, like, you know, don't look so mad. But it's really true. Like, when the guy says it, he's really not necessarily using that as his go-to icebreaker. He's really just saying, like, damn, you fine, but you look mad.
Yeah.
Why are you mad?
I'm going to stick up for the ladies here because you guys are both high mate value guys. You guys are guys that women probably would not mind being approached by. But as a woman, you have to understand how much and how aggressively and how often, it depends where you are, cities or what, you get hit on. Sleazy, disgusting stuff when you're just trying to make your way to work. So that's why a woman can get a face.
I got a man. I'm engaged.
See, I hate that though. And this is, I got to tell you, because
I'm married and I just found out I'm pregnant. Like, just tell them something to scare them off.
I know. It's good. That's expedient.
I mean, it's no different than giving the man the wrong number.
I don't think we should have to do that. I mean, in a perfect world, and I always say to ladies, have a deflection line ready, because if you're getting hit on a lot, instead of just having to, this is something that I had a really hard time with, and even though I was a communication major, undergrad and graduate school, it's something that it's hard for women. It's like universally hard. I've had this conversation a lot, that when a guy comes up, you want to quickly just, when you assess what he's after, you know, he wants to ask you out, you know, you just want to figure it out quickly. And then if you're not interested, let him know. But it's, if you could just get one or two little kind of talking points down and get comfortable with delivering them. I always hated having to say I had a boyfriend if I didn't, because why can't I just be a human entity that's not interested? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why can't I just be single and not interested? True. So if you could do that, that's good. You know, we talk about the sandwich technique, and you can review previous episodes where we can talk about the sandwich technique. You can just make it short and sweet, and guys should accept it, or they should move on their merry way.
Yes.
But,
Oh, I was just going to say, I like what A-Dog said. He said, if you're going to wear flops on your feet, you bet get your talons clipped. Women like that. Even at the salon, great place to meet women, which is very true.
Oh my God, you are a person.
Women love a dude that keeps his nails. And there's nothing wrong with it. I know people always like to give men a hard time about getting manicures and pedicures. There's nothing wrong with that, because no woman wants a man touching her with dirt under his nails. And she's definitely doesn't want to see them, all of that hanging over, and it's dirty and yellow and fungus and handle that.
Sexy picture.
Question: as a guy, do you polish your nails or do you just leave them
nude?
Nude.
I've seen dudes with the clear,
like the actually clear. If I'm going to take the time, I will say this real quick. Don't judge me. If I actually go, cause you know I usually just use fingernail clippers like normal people. But if I go to the salon, I'll let them buff and polish my nails so that they have a natural shine, but the actual whole polish, I'm good.
Okay, because I've seen some dudes with shiny. I'm like,
don't do that, guys. Yeah.
That's not cool.
Because you're going to have to explain that.
You're going to have to do some explaining.
And chances are you're not going to get the number after you explain it.
No, we're actually going to be wrapping up in a few minutes, but I have to get from the guys, what is your favorite approach tactic? Because I always say to guys, especially guys that get nervous about approaching women, get a few talking points, very similar to the girls with deflecting, is get a few openers that you're comfortable with and that you could kind of deliver in a way that feels natural to who you are and that you're comfortable doing. It'll help. Do you have something like a, not a strategy, but just in your life when you've wanted to approach a woman, either a feeling or a state of mind?
How are you? You're going to get, trust me, a guy can figure it out just by how a woman looks at him, how he can approach. I don't have to have any fancy lines outside of that.
Just, hi, how are you? I like that one, though.
Yeah, it's really simple.
Do you do eye contact?
That's the key.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what a guy, like, he's looking to see, okay, is it clear? Do I have, like, if you don't have it,
I think the smile, because you have a good smile. I'm not trying to hit on that point, but I think as a woman, especially women are always trying to assess what a man wants or something. But if you have a nice smile as a man, I think it really disarms a woman's natural instinct to be like, all right, what do you want? Because you know what I'm saying?
And so sometimes I think the smile when you meet someone, you don't actually know exactly what you want. Like, I don't want to be judged on that first fight. Like, okay, what's he trying to do? What's he at? I don't know that yet.
Right.
And I don't know if you know that you vibe me or not. That you don't know that right away. But the initial contact of hello, how are you, that's an easy part.
When you do this, women are responsive to you generally, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know this for me. You know, the one thing I would always hear is, oh, wow, like, it's refreshing because They're so used to hearing lines and entire game. I too do the, I either do the hello, or I'll do the hello and I'll chase it with a compliment. Or maybe I'll do the compliment and then I'll chase it with, you know, hey, you know what, how are you doing? Like, I love your hair, by the way. Your hair is really nice. Or, you know, whatever the case is, whatever I choose to compliment on. Another thing I do is the whole observational piece. Depending on where we are, I'll find something that I want to pick out or something that might stand out to me, and then I'll bring it up. You know, I'll just come, oh, did you see so-and-so? And then, you know, and usually sometime it might lead into a joke, and it might, you know, and she might get a chuckle, and then that can be the icebreaker. But even still, it's not really game. I'm pointing out something that she can actually look at and see.
Yeah,
and women like observant men.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got to hit questions and conundrums before we wrap
it
up.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And would you like to do the honors?
All right. So from Ariadne, I don't think I've ever been on a proper date, and I think it's at least partly my fault for not requiring that before. So the question is, how does a lady start requiring it?
Right. So, Adriana, your point was great. And so it kind of prompted a question on our hand. Like, how does a lady start requiring that a man take her out on a proper date? We had an episode last week about dating stories.
It's the man that you deal with.
Right.
This is true.
You cannot say, I want somebody to take me out on a proper date if that's not the guy you're dealing with.
Right, right. It's a good point.
So it can't start with, what am I not asking? Or what? It's the guy that you are dealing with at that time.
So change your scene, right?
You have to. You have to change the people that you're coming in contact with.
Okay.
If you're coming to a point where you're saying, I haven't been taken on a proper date, your choices are pretty bad.
It's also sometimes we're in social circles that sometimes we just have been in for a long time, and you have to move beyond. And as a woman, sometimes I think there's also something I just want to add as a bit of advice. It might not be something you have experienced, but you can have the feeling in your mind that that's what you want to experience and kind of elevate yourself. It's kind of an internal switch. It's the idea that even though I have not met a man like this, the type of man I would like to be around is like this, is ABC, and I am the woman who is like that as well, that is at that level.
Yeah, and you have to understand.
Right, it's a mind sense of it.
And guys are simple. Like, guys are really simple. So if a woman is like, even if you have everything, you don't need a guy for nothing.
Right.
You do not need to exude that, because it makes it hard for him to say, okay, where's my
place?
Yeah,
that's a point. That's
right.
A good point.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a crazy thing to have to juggle for a woman, I know.
Right.
But, and people can say, well, I'm just going to be that. Yeah, then you're still going to be by yourself.
By yourself.
Because a guy still wants to feel like
a man.
You know, yeah, and that's
and be able to and have the opportunity to be chivalrous.
Yes, yes.
That's now, I was also going to throw in that it's a saying that I've heard is that you train people how to treat you.
Yes, this is important.
So,
this is what I'm getting
you know,
at.
That's something else is that, you know, with you training someone how to treat you, don't, you know what you're going to accept. You know, demand that the man opens the door for you. And you don't have to actually verbally demand it. But, you know, when you're walking up to the place, just stop.
Yes.
And he'll look at you like, what's up?
Right.
Oh, you're not going to open the door?
Right.
And, you know, and then sometimes, you know.
But then, and this goes to an even bigger point. For those of us who have children, we have to teach them that early.
Yes. Yes.
Home training.
Yes.
As a young man, as if you're raising a daughter, these are the things, these are your signs that you look for. Because I'm looking, and because I have to spend so much time either at high schools, I'm seeing stuff that's like
shocking.
Oh. Okay, we're going to be in problems.
Yeah.
Once you get to be a senior,
right? So the modeling of the behavior isn't out there in many cases. So I would advise that if you are somebody for whom that behavior is not modeled anywhere in your world, and it's not modeled a lot in popular culture like it kind of used to be, books. Find out what that looks like. Find out how a woman and a man together in a respectful, beautiful love relationship, how that operates. just observe again, you know, Chaos, you were talking about this earlier, try to get a sense of what that looks like and visualize yourself in right. that and become and, that and, person.
And if you have to, and we say it over and over again, but it really rings true, write it down. Mm-hmm. Right, make a list and mm-hmm. write it down of the things that you would like to be incorporated in your proper date and any dates, you know, that come subsequently after that. And then that'll help give you at least a guideline of, okay, these are the things that I want. These are the things that I'm not willing to bend on.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. And this is what I think people do. You give great advice. You say write it down. But they're not the person. You see what I'm saying?
True.
It's like, true. Oh, I need him to be like this and like this. And like, and then it's like, okay, then what are you?
Right.
And the same for a guy.
So you're like, saying okay. I want a Jaguar and I have a Hyundai budget. So I'm at this.
It's like, how are you presenting yourself to attract these things?
Good point. It's not just a one-way street. Yeah. Become that woman. And we are out of time. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. You want to
do the what? Again, thank you guys for joining us. Always, we appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to the DMC VIPs, yeah. Ariadne, A-Dog, Miss J. Reed, Trini Boy.
Yeah.
Anybody else, hit us up in the live chat, even if it's just to say what's up, so we can throw you in the pool. The VIPs, we appreciate you. I'm your man, Chaos J, K-A-A-O-S-J. You already know you can find me on Twitter as Chaos J, but you can also find me on Instagram, Chaos_Oceans31. 31 why? Because your boy's so wavy.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. And this is Constance Dunn. Of course, you know where you can find me. And we are so excited that we had such a special guest in tonight, Silas White. Where can they find you if they want to hit you up?
Silas White, the Silas White Group. And that's all you have to do, www.thesilaswhitegroup.net.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, oh, man, thank
really
you for having
me. We appreciate it. Awesome.
Yeah.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined!
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.